Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is Radio Influence. The future is now. This is the Valor Hour, powered by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl on Radio Influence. Your weekly glimpse inside all things Valor Fights, and a look at what's going on in the rest of the MMA community. Here are your hosts, the president of Valor Fights, Tim Loy, and your color commentator, Casey Oxendine.
Welcome to the Valor Hour, a look into everything Valor Fights, as well as the headlines from combat sports across the world. Thanks for joining us, and remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well as Stitcher. Also, a huge thanks to our tremendous sponsor, Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, for supporting our cause each and every week. This week, it's the official Valor Fights 49 Fight Night at the Shed event preview. And as always, Valor Fights President Tim Loy will address your questions during the Valor Hour Q&A segment. I'm Casey Oxendine, and I'm joined by the president of Valor Fights, Tim Loy. Tim, the event is upon us, just hours before weigh-ins.
Yeah, excited for it. These fights at the Shed are always exciting. We've got the one coming up this weekend. We've already got another one set for August as well that we've agreed to do. So it'll be the first of two fight nights at the Shed in 2018, and ready to kind of kick off. You know, I think they just started their concert series last week, and they've got live entertainment every weekend. So we're excited to be early on their calendar, and these are the kind of fight cards that will creep up on you and be awesome. So I'm quietly stoked.
The whole environment is awesome there, and I can't wait for it. I love the food, the beer, the drinks, anything you could possibly want. And of course, they mentioned before that I guess now they're serving spirits there as well, so it's not just a beer joint anymore. I mean, they got the full service. So we are also joined by a couple of mainstays here at the Valor Hour, Alan Poole and Mark Laws. How are you guys doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing great. I don't know about Mark, but I am doing great.
Full service is my middle name, baby.
All right. Well, let's head right on into the show. We're going to start it off with the Valor Hour Q&A. Tim, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. First question. Frank Mir said Connor's actions in New York set MMA back to thug stage. Do you agree with Frank's assessment?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a little extreme. You know, I mean, it's one guy. I mean, obviously he's, you know, probably the most widely seen guy in the sport. But, I don't think just the actions, of this one dude, this one time really gets us that kind of image just yet.
Yeah, I think that Stone Cold Steve Austin did way more.
Yeah.
Remember when he sprayed all those people down with milk?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right. Right. Next question. If Connor and Khabib fight later this year, who wins it and how?
Oh, yeah, that's the age-old question. I mean, I'd like to say Connor gets it, but just stylistically, it's tough. And I'd gun to my head, I'd have to say Khabib by decision.
Okay, fair enough. Good call. Next question. What's your pick for fight night at UFC Atlantic City this weekend and Valor Fights 49 this weekend as well?
For the UFC, I'm going to say, I'm going to go and say, Edgar and Cub, I guess. I think, Frankie's really got to come out and improve something here coming off the KO loss. For this weekend, I'm going to say that the Randall Austin, Javier Carvajal fight is one that should be exciting and good. Also, honestly, I think the one that's kind of flying under the radar, that just stylistically I know it's going to be good, is Logan Crowley and Cody Sprague, because I know those guys are going to scrap hard.
Yeah, Crowley, he definitely showed out the last time we saw him, so I'm excited to see him in action again. All right, well, moving on. Next question. Tim, do you prefer putting on events in a more intimate setting like the Shed in Maryville, or do you prefer promoting shows in larger venues that seat more fans?
Well, there's pros and cons to both. You know, I think that ultimately that I'm able to really kind of dial in and, dive head first into the bigger arena shows because I have to. You know, it's just a bigger overhead and a larger risk and all that. But, the smaller, more intimate venues like we've got this weekend certainly have their merits just because it's the vibe that you have. And it's going to be a really cool, a really cool vibe that we've got going at the Shed. And those kind of fight nights are always fun, and they're just a little more laid back, too.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, final question here. Tim, any hits about who we'll see on Valor 50?
Oh, wow. Man, that's a good one. The Valor 50 has been like a revolving door with so many changes, so... man, I really don't know. I really can't say. I mean, I think there's a good chance that, wherever we land, you're probably, we're due to see a Chandler Cole sighting.
Yeah, and maybe a big sexy sighting. We're actually going to have a big sexy sighting later tonight, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, with that being said, that does it for another Valor Hour Q&A segment. Remember to send in your questions each and every week, and Tim Loy will be happy to answer those right here on the air. With that being said, it's time to move on to a great lineup of interviews. We are joined by Megan Poe as she heads into Valor Fights 49 Fight Night at the Shed this Friday night as the headliner against Christina Ricker. Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
We appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk to us before you get ready for a big main event this weekend. You're taking on Christina Ricker. It's going to be, at the Shed in Maryville. We've been talking about what an awesome venue that is. And I'm not sure, is this your first main event, or have you main evented a show yet?
Yeah, this would be my first main event. My last fight was co-main event, but I've never been a main event.
Very nice. Very nice. So talk a little about, your preparation leading up to this. You've got, a tough opponent in front of you and Christina Ricker. You guys have a very similar amount of experience. Your records are very close. You both took on, very, very tough opponents. That's one thing that is notable about both of you is that, you both have fought really, really, tough opponents, especially in my cage. And, you're coming off a big win over an opponent that was previously undefeated. Talk a little bit about this matchup and what we can expect.
Well, I'm really excited to be able to fight Christina. She's a good fighter. We've just been working on staying in shape, working on things that I need to tighten up my technique on, and just making sure we're ready to do my game plan at the fight.
So, you've got a teammate on the card as well, Randall Austin. Has that made preparation for this one a little bit easier, having a teammate kind of going through the weight cut with you and, prepping to go into this thing with a partner of sorts instead of going solo?
Yeah, it's always great to have somebody fighting on the card with you besides doing everything by yourself, but either way, it's fun to be on a card, happy to see other people getting in on the fights.
Now, Megan, of course, we've also we've got Alan Poole here. When you fought there last time at Valor Fights, he was the guy taking all the pictures. Alan, have you got a few words for Megan?
Well, first of all, I would just like to say, I'm a huge fan of women's martial arts and, particularly mixed martial arts. So, hello, and I can't wait to get some good pictures of you. However, I have heard a rumor that you and Casey are conspiring to beat up my friend, Christina Ricker. Is this true, and where do you get off doing something like this?
Hey, you gotta do what you do for the love of your sport. She loves it, and I love it, and we're both going in there.
Can you take it easy so my friend doesn't get hurt?
I'm sure she's not gonna take it easy.
We've also got Mark Laws. He's a master cut man, and he's here with us as well. Mark, Megan pretty well. You've seen her in action before. Any words?
I have. I've always been super impressed with Megan Poe, man. She comes to bang, and she comes forward always, man. I'm a big fan. But just wish her luck, man. It's going to be a great fight between her and Christina Ricker. I look really forward to it, and I wish both girls the best. Let's get some blood out of it.
All right, Megan, real quick, I'm going to give you opportunity to give some shout-outs where they're due. All the people that have helped you along the way, you know, whether it be friends, family, teammates, and so forth, as well as all of your social media plugs. You got a lot going on right now headlining this card. People want to be able to know where to find you and follow you, Facebook, Instagram, and so forth.
For sure, follow me on Facebook, be my friend. Definitely shout out to my team, Team Oxendine, everybody that's trained with me, everybody that's helped me along the way. All my family for all the hard work that they've done to help me get here, and definitely my church family for being a very big supporter.
Megan Poe heads into Valor Fights 49 Fight Night at the Shed this Friday night. Get your tickets now. It's a fight you won't want to miss. Thank you, Megan, for joining us.
You're very welcome.
We are joined by Morgan Hickam, undefeated WMMA prospect, who heads into battle this Friday night at Valor Fights 49 Fight Night at the Shed. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you taking a little bit of time for us this evening, Morgan. I know you're getting ready for the big fight this weekend. This being your first time on the show, if you want to give us a little rundown for our listeners out there that aren't familiar with you, a little bit of your background and what got you into MMA.
Well, I've always been interested in MMA. I've wanted to do it since high school, and then I finally just took a leap of faith almost 2 years ago and decided to go down to KMA and try it out. And I absolutely fell in love with it. So I've only been training and doing this for 2 years.
Well, Morgan, of course, you were in action late last year, December of 2017. You got your first win there, unanimous decision victory. You got to go three long rounds. You really got a good taste of what mixed martial arts competition is all about. Talk about that experience and how it sort of crafted you moving into to your next fight on Friday.
Oh, I loved every minute of my last fight. I do a lot of mental skills training with Eric Turner down at KMA. All the fighters, we do mental skills training. And so I felt like mentally I was very calm and relaxed. I was excited. My energy was high, but I didn't feel nervous or didn't have any negative feelings going into it. And I smile a lot while I was in the cage. And that was one thing that Eric teaches us is, you know, to smile. Like it makes you feel more positive. And so when you feel positive, you perform better. And so a lot of the times during the fight, I would just remind myself to like smile at my opponent. And so it just like brought that energy level up in a positive way. So I didn't let my adrenaline get in the way or anything like that. And so, but yeah, I felt super confident the whole fight, which, you know, I stood up and boxed with her the whole time. And so I'm hoping to maybe this time, like change it up a little bit and, show people how I'm a little bit more well-rounded fighter this time. So,
well, she was from what I could gather, she was a decorated wrestler, and you know, you were able to stave off her takedowns and kind of gas her out there, and you were going strong, you know, all three rounds. Do you know anything about your opponent this weekend? I know she hasn't competed. She was supposed to compete for us early last year. I remember Winona Daniel, and her opponent came in overweight. It was a pretty good amount overweight where it just wasn't really practical for her to, to take the fight. So I believe, to my knowledge, she still hasn't had her first fight. She may have done a tie fight, but I know she's got some military background, comes from a good team with Knuckle Up. Any insight into this one?
I don't really know anything about her, and I'm not going to underestimate her. I've seen some pictures of her. She looks like a really strong girl, but, you know, I think that technique always, you know, beats strength any day. So I'm just, relying on my technique. And I hope that, I don't really know. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do what I know that I'm good at and just, you know, hopefully, you know, everything will just play out the way that my, you know, I had the game plan in my head. And so.
Well, you're there with a, with probably, you know, one of the largest female stables, in the country, dare I say, at KMAA. There's so many top female athletes there, including teammate Christina Ricker that'll be headlining the card. You know, talk a little bit about that, and you know, which of the of that group have been getting ready, you know, for this fight.
Oh my goodness, we have some phenomenal female fighters at KMA, and so many different styles of fighting down there. That's what's just awesome about it. And I train a lot with Emily Prince, or Emily Geddes now, and Christina Ricker, Shamir Peshewa. Shamir Peshewa does all my strength and conditioning as well. And then Taylor Turner, of course, and Olivia Parker. So, and these girls are, I mean, really great fighters. And so, I mean, I think that was a lot of the confidence that I take into the fight, knowing that I've trained with some really strong girls. And so, you know, like when I got in the cage in my first fight, I remember I was thinking, no girl's going to ever hit me any harder than Olivia Parker or Shamir Peshewa has ever hit me. And because those girls are both really strong. So I take that in there with me, you know, that confidence, knowing that pretty much no matter what situation I get in, I've been in it already down at the gym training with these girls week after week after week.
Morgan, we have Alan Poole creeping around in here. And, he, you know, I'm sure you know Alan very well. He's over there taking shots regularly. Alan, do you have any words for Morgan?
Well, yeah, I do for Morgan, because she is going to be Team Ricker as well. I mean, I don't know if you know this, Morgan, but Casey has conspired with Megan Poe to beat up our friend Christina. I don't know if you know this, but anyways, and then now, but let's talk about you, okay? Then not to get off topic. I just need just I had to address the elephant in the room. So
okay.
All right. So you just did like a really gushy like Facebook post here recently. And like it kind of reminded me a little bit of Olivia, and you know that story that went all the way to CNN. And like, can you kind of talk about like a little bit of that process of this 2-year journey where you go from not fighting at all to, or not knowing really how to fight, to going into like basically psychological training to whoop someone's ass?
Oh man, I'm telling you, I say all the time that KMA like saved my life. I was just in a really dark place. I had just went through a divorce right before I came down to KMA, and it was really hard, bad divorce. I got married at 18 and got divorced. I was married for 10 years, and so it was like really tough for me. And then, but you know, KMA and like going to mental skills training with Eric. I'm telling you, Eric Turner is an incredible, incredible man and coach, and he's done a lot for the fighters down there at the gym and just the community, and he is wonderful. And, but yeah, the fighting has been so therapeutic for me, and I've made some incredible friends throughout the process. And it's crazy how MMA, you beat people up, but like, it makes you closer. Like I say all the time, like my best friends, I punch in the face all the time. And, it seems like you're closer with the teammates that you feel like push you harder, the ones that do go harder with you, and because they see that potential in you and they want to pull that out. Shamir Peshewa used to beat me up all the time when I came down there. And, like, I love Shamir like a sister now, you know, and we're super close. But, I mean, it took months of her just kicking my butt every day. But, yeah, it's incredible how MMA, like, really – brings people together. And our gym down there is so diverse. I mean, it's very, very, very diverse. People from a lot of different backgrounds and different religious beliefs and political beliefs. And yet we just all, we get along so well down there.
Well, Morgan, real quick, I'm going to give you the opportunity to give some shout outs where they're due. Of course, all your friends, teammates, and family, everyone that's helped you along the way. And also, we're going to need your social media plugs, all those places we can find you and follow you along this journey.
Okay, yeah. I just want to give shout outs to, of course, all my teammates down at KMA. It's been wonderful. Shamira Pashewa, in particular, she's my strength and conditioning coach. Taylor Turner, she does all my diet plans. And then Eric Turner, of course. And then my family and has been really supportive of all this and helping me watch my three kids while I can train. And then my social media, Instagram is Morgan Hickam MMA. You can find me on Facebook at Morgan Hickam MMA Athlete. And I'm also on Twitter as, I think it's just Morgan Hickam MMA as well. I don't think there's any underscore in there.
Morgan Hickam heads into fight night at the Shed this Friday night. Get your tickets now. You don't want to miss it. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We are joined by Josh Formott, entertainment manager of The Shed in Maryville, Tennessee. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys. Good to hear everybody. Looking forward to a big night on Friday.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking a little bit of your time to talk about it, my man. Before we dive into it, if you want to give our listeners a little bit of background about, you know, The Shed and the venue and Smoky Mountain Harley-Davidson itself, and just kind of a little overview of, you know, what you guys got going on there before, as we bring the fights.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So Smoky Mountain Harley-Davidson is in its 14th year now, and we were lucky enough to be the number one Harley-Davidson dealership in the United States and really the world, because no one's outselling the United States in motorcycles. So we got that honor this year. And of course, right next door is The Shed, which is our premier entertainment venue. You know, it's been primarily known as a music spot, but when I took over of running it a couple of years, I really wanted to expand our horizons and really try to make it a full-fledged entertainment venue. And the first people I called was Tim and Jamie Lee. That way we could bring in some Valor MMA out of the place. So we're excited to be able to host this again.
Well, it's a really, really cool venue. Every time, you know, I tell people about it, I tell them, you know, how just an awesome vibe it is there and a real cool place to do a fight. And, you know, the fighters themselves, you know, they loved it last year. We did it last summer, and the fighters, they really loved it. And, you know, they were begging to get back on this year. So that's a testament to, you know, what you guys got going on there. It's you know, you guys got some great food. There's, you know, you got alcohol there. You can cruise right up almost if you're on a bike. So it's definitely a very, very cool vibe.
Yeah, we like to think that it's a one of a kind setup, with it being outside and with the pavilion with the, you know, the humongous lanterns right above the cage. And then, you know, you can get really close, you know, and the fighters, you know, we've got a lot returning that were on the card last year too. So I thought that was super cool that we were getting to see some of the same guys, you know, progress in their career.
Well, Josh, let's talk about that a little bit. Of course, the main event, it's a WMMA main event. And, you know, it features two very, very tough women. And, you know, you don't see that a whole lot. But then on top of that, as you mentioned, Jacob Clemens is going to return there in the co-main event. Which fights are you most excited about?
Man, I'll be honest with you. I really have been pushing the women's MMA. When I talked to Tim, it was important that we had women involved in the event. So I'm super excited to see them get, you know, the spot again. But with that said, man, Jacob Clemens impressed the hell out of me the last time he was at The Shed. He made quick work of a talented fighter, you know, of Diego Bautista. And now to get to see him go up, you know, against someone who has more experience than Walter McCord, man, that to me could be the fight of the night. That's the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, we are also joined by our photographer, Alan Poole. And Alan, of course, you were there last year. We saw the big burnout, you know, the super burnout there, you know, where the smoke was everywhere and all that. Pretty crazy environment. You remember that. Do you have any questions for Josh or any comments?
Well, man, that burnout was badass, by the way. I did get some shots of that. I remember, like, running to get my telephoto lens, just, and then had to run back up on the cage just to, that's how long those burnouts were, by the way, that I had time to, yeah, it's just so badass, man. And the environment too. What I wanted to say is, like, there's only a couple places that I've been to that they have like their own vibe, like they have their own like energy, and it's just like a cool place to chill and have fun. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, but everybody was having a good time last time I was there, including me. It's just a badass place. Don't miss out.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, it gets to where some of these, you know, gyms and these sports arenas and stuff all begin to look the same when you spend a ton of time in them. And I think a lot of the fighters commented on that last time they were there, that, man, it's cool to see a green room that's not this boring locker room that's got a vibe and can really get you, you know, in the mood and set everything the way you want it to be before you go in the cage.
Yeah, you're right. That's one thing that I was going to say. You know, the locker room situation is pretty cool. It's essentially like a green room for a band, you know, some really cool memorabilia back there and, you know, sofas, and the guys can really kind of, you know, be comfortable and, you know, just a different than your normal stark locker rooms that these guys are used to in most places.
Absolutely.
Well, real quick, Josh, I'm going to give you the opportunity kind of give some shout. Normally, we have the fighters on here, and they'll kind of give shout-outs for all the people that have kind of helped them along the way. I want to give you the same opportunity there with the Shed. I know you've had so many people, you know, in support of your business and helped in developing it. Give some shout-outs where they're due, and then, of course, all of the social media plugs for the Shed, because in addition to Valor Fights 49, you've got so many things going on this spring moving into the summer.
Absolutely. We definitely want to thank our sponsors, even for this event. Baldwin Mortuary and Crematory Service came on as a VIP sponsor. And you, what a perfect business to sponsor a fight night, by the way, the Mortuary Service. I don't know if you guys have ever had anything else like that, but so we want to thank those guys. They sponsor just the event. And then, of course, the Shed itself is sponsored by Miller and Coors Light, and we proudly serve those products. And then we're a full-service bar for the first time this year, so you will be able to get your spirits. And Old Smoky Moonshine came on as a sponsor, so we want to thank them and give them a shout-out. And yeah, if you haven't yet, definitely check out the Shed's Facebook page. It's, you know, the Shed Smokehouse and Juke Joint in Maryville, Tennessee. You can see, you know, the full fight card there and, you know, see all the rest of our upcoming events. We run concerts every Saturday, April through September, and you can get tickets for all those shows and for Valor Fights still at our website. It's thesheadtickets.com.
We have been joined by Josh Formott, entertainment manager of The Shed in Maryville, and that will be the spot come this Friday night as we watch Valor Fights 49 Fight Night at The Shed. Get your tickets now. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it. See you Friday.
This week's picks panel is brought to you by Tennessee Top Roller number 7. And, of course, that goes down May 11th right there at the Carver Park Recreation Center, 322 West Watauga Avenue, Johnson City, Tennessee. Doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. It's $20 for 20 super fights. Tennessee Top Roller, the top grappling event in the state of Tennessee. And we're going to have a lot more coming on that great event coming soon. That's it for another great lineup of interviews, which means it's main event time here on the Valor Hour. This week, it's the official Valor Fights 49 Fight Night at the Shed event preview. Tonight, we're joined by our official picks panel consisting of Jeff Hobbs.
What's up, guys?
Alan Poole.
Hello, everybody.
Mark Laws.
What's up, what's up?
Sawyer Rich.
What up?
And also standing in for Roy and Chandler tonight,
yeah,
it's Big Sexy Billy Swanson. Billy, how you doing, man?
Billy's with us the whole time.
Hey, I'm doing good.
All right. Tim, I'm going to send it over to you to give an overall breakdown of this card and what we've got going on.
yeah, you know, this starts a new quarter in our picks panel contest, which is sponsored, prize sponsored by Tennessee Top Roller. You know, our champion from the last quarter was Chandler Cole, so he'll be sitting out this one. Roy Sanders is also sitting out this one. So we got Billy Swanson will be in for the whole quarter, not just tonight. He'll be in for the picks panel for the whole quarter. So I think that'll be fun to have. And, you know, looking at this card, this is one of those that, like I said earlier, it's one of those that'll creep up on you. You know, there's a lot of really good action fights on here that, you know, like I said, without pros, sometimes it'll fly under the radar. But I think, you know, those kind of cards sometimes will really shock you in what they deliver. So I'm excited.
Undoubtedly. Well, it's Fight Night at the Shed, and it's this Friday, April 20th, and the bell time is 6 p.m., so you got to get your tickets now, because if you wait until you get to the door, there's a good chance we're going to have a sellout, so get those tickets as soon as possible. With that being said, let's kick off bout number one and get these picks started, and of course, bout number one presented by Smoky Mountain Harley-Davidson, and it is amateur Muay Thai. Junior's Muay Thai at a catch weight at 140 pounds. First up, it's Levi Giese, the debut out of American Killer Bees in Cleveland, Tennessee, taking on Caleb Spandler, the debut out of Shield Systems in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, break this fight down.
Yeah, you know, both of our team fights, I'll say, you know, we're getting started at 6 o'clock with the two team prelims, and you want to get there for these because they are going to be good. These kids are all very, very skilled, and they all come from great teams. And so it will be a very great exhibition for these youngsters. And for this first one, you know, you've got two debut guys. Neither guy have competed, so it's hard to say a whole lot about them. But you know, Caleb Spangler comes from Shield Systems. You know, he's going to be well-trained. His teammate is the other team in the other tie fight. So he's got someone that's been training with him throughout this process, which will help. I do know that his coach said that he was more of a grappler. Ben said that, you know, he's wanted to try the Muay Thai and, you know, get his skills more well-rounded. So, you know, we'll see what he brings to the table. From what I can gather on his, you know, Facebook page and stuff, he's an in-shape kid, as is Levi Giese from American Killer Bees, trained by David Robbins. And, you know, their specialty is Thai there. So I expect him to be very well-trained. I saw him. I dropped in there to see David when I was down in Chattanooga, and he is definitely in shape, and you know, he's kicking the pad, he kicks hard, you know. Yeah, who knows, man? It's two hungry kids they're going to kick us off, and from two very good teams.
Undoubtedly. Well, let's send it over to the picks panel and get their picks. First up, Alan Poole, who have you got in this match?
Well, clearly, you know, I hate to you know, pick against any of my friends at the American Killer Bees. But, you know, Ben Harrison and his crew are here in Knoxville, and they can get to me a lot quicker than David can. So I'm going to have to go with – oh, and his name's Spangler. Sorry, man. Spangler, and also because, you know, you remember Spangler from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Egon Spangler. Okay. All right. Well, Alan Poole picks Caleb Spangler to kick things off. Let's head over to Mark Laws. Who have you got?
I got to go with Levi on this fight, man. I think David's been getting in with him. The kid looks really good, really strong, and I'm excited to see him come out in there and do some Thai boxing for us.
All right. Mark Laws evens the score. Jeff Hobbs, who's your pick?
I'm going to Levi as well. I think you got two guys starting out, both debuts. We're going to compare apples to apples. I just think David and what they got going on there at Killer Bees is going to have their debut ready for a tie match just a little bit more than Shields will.
All right. The tide has turned. Levi is up. Sorry, Rich, who you pick?
It's AKB versus Shields. Both are going to be solid kids for sure, and I'm excited to watch it. I'm going with Spangler. I think he's going to come in shape and have some push.
All right, saw your Rich picks, Caleb Spangler. It's up to Big Sexy Billy Swanson. I know which way you're going to be leaning. Who's your pick?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm going to have to be biased on this one. I'm definitely going to have to go with my boy Levi. It's honestly, if y'all knew, like, the family, you know, they've got multiple siblings, and we've got four boys that actually train with us, you know, varying from, I think, the youngest is, like, 6 or 7 years old. And but they're all really athletic. They took a little bit of Taekwondo before they came to us, as well as they learned a little bit of jiu-jitsu. And then we brought them in. I mean, made them hard-nosed. Levi's 17, you know, about to be 18. So this definitely we're looking to build them further past this. But I think Levi's going to come in and he's going to, you know, do what we'd always do at AKB and put somebody down.
All right. Billy Sexy, big sexy Billy Swanson turns the tide, and Levi Giese takes it 3-2. But, of course, for the actual outcome, you're going to have to be there this Friday. Moving on to bout number two, presented by Baldwin Cremation and Mortuary. It's an amateur junior Muay Thai at a catch weight of 140 pounds. C.J. Wimberly out of Patriot MMA in Chatsworth, Georgia, taking on Zach Hammock out of Shield Systems in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, talk about this match.
Now, this one, there is, you know, more to go off of. These guys have both got some fights. You know, you've got Hammock, who is 2-0. He came out and got a win at the Shed last summer, kicked it off and beat a kid from National Martial Arts, then got a very close decision win over Logan Hilton, your kid, at the VFW show. So he is, you know, he's a really, he kind of comes on late. You know, he started a little slow there, but really kind of turned it on there at the end. He's real tight with, you know, with his combinations and stuff. So he is a pretty technical fighter. He's 2-0, but hasn't gotten a stoppage yet. So we'll see if he can change his luck here with C.J. Wimberly, who's 2-1. He's also very good, training with Jonathan Vineyard there at Patriot MMA. He fought on the Myrtle Beach show, at Rumble on the River, and beat Logan Gabbard, Allen's buddy. He retired on his stool after the first round with CJ. So, you know, this kid is he's game. He's bringing it. And, you know, we've seen his teammate Briven Sullivan on the Chattanooga card last time, if y'all remember that. So they, you know, they've got some good teams there at Patriot MMA, and I expect this one to be a war.
Yeah, I've seen both of these competitors cage side, as you mentioned, once coaching against Hammock, you know. So, but I've seen both of them. Both of them have a ton of steam. Let's take it over to the picks panel and see what you guys have. Jeff Hobbs, who do you pick?
Well, you know, before I was when we were talking about debut to debut, going against the Shields guy, but now we're talking some experience here. I'm going with the Shield System guy, sitting at 2-0. That's where I'm going with this one.
All right, Jeff Hobbs picks Zach Hammock. Sawyer Rich.
I'm also going to go with Shields on this one. I think Hammock's going to be there. There is a teammate fighting in the other juniors bout, so I think with a 2-0 record, he's going to be coming in shape and have some confidence and get the win.
All right, that's two for Zach Hammock. Let's take it on over to Big Sexy Billy Swanson. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm with Hobbs and Sawyer on this one. I think Hammock's going to be able to come out. I don't really know much about, CJ or Patriots MMA, but Shields does have a good, good gym there and a bunch of good training partners. So I think, Hammock's going to pull that one out.
All right. That's three for Zach Hammock. Mark Laws, who's your pick?
I'm going with the rest of the group on this one. I'm going to take Zach Hammock. I think he gets it done.
All right. Four for Zach Hammock. Alan Poole.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with Zach Hammock here in Knoxville. He gave me some great pictures last year at the Shed. I don't see why he wouldn't do the same this year.
Man, we should we may have our first teen interview ode here after this one, Casey.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I think it's a very evenly matched fight, and it could definitely go either way. But the picks panel has it one way specifically. So, yeah, if C.J. Wimberly comes out on top of this one, you guys are going to have to be eating some crow there from this young man. So, but that being said, you know, I you can't dispute that Zach Hammock may also come out on top. It's going to be a good fight. Moving on to bout number three, it's presented by Miller Lite, and it is amateur mixed martial arts at a catch weight of 150 pounds. It's Timothy Curitan out of Contemporary Martial Arts in Hartwell, Georgia, taking on Chris Courtner out of Guerrilla Combat in Mountain City, Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, not a whole lot known about Cureton. We know he comes from a great camp there at Contemporary Martial Arts under Chuck Cawthon, training with our 125 pro champion, CJ Hamilton, who is a stud. From what I gather, that's one of his main training partners. So looks like he's in good shape. He was supposed to debut on our national show, and that fight fell apart, so he got pushed to this event. Chris Courtner, we have seen. He is 1-2 coming out of Mountain City there as the brother of Austin Kurtz. Always comes to bang, and he's game, you know, and he's coming off his first win. His last time out at the VFW event, he knocked out Hunter Lewis and got knocked out of the night, if I can recall. So, you know, he's coming in with some confidence. And so, you know, you've got the guy from a good team there training with great training partners, but he's making his debut under the lights, you know, against a guy that's already been out there three times. So who knows? I think they're going to get our main card started with a bang, though.
I think so. Well, let's head on over to our picks panel and see who you've got. Mark, what's your pick?
Man, last season I was betting with my heart, man. This year I'm betting my fucking brain. I'm going
to lose even worse.
Thank you.
You're going with Cureton?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mark Lowe's picks. Timothy Cureton. Let's head over to Big Sexy Billy Swanson. Who's your pick?
Yeah, I'm definitely with Mark on this one. I think Cureton has the training partners and just the knowledge over there being in that gym. I looked him up. The guy looks like a beast. So I'd say he's going to get the win.
All right, that's two for Timothy Cureton. Sawyer Rich.
I'm going with Mark and Billy on this. I think Cureton's just going to have like a higher all-around fight IQ, and like Billy was saying, like the training partners are going to make the difference. So Cureton.
All right, that's three in a row. Jeff Hobbs.
This is actually one of those picks that when I was looking at them today and turned them in, that I thought that this might be one where I would stand out different from the crew, and it sounds like it's the way it's happening. So I'm going Courtner with this one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jeff Hobbs picks Chris Courtner and turns to slightly in the favor here, 3-1 currently. Alan Poole, your pick.
Yeah, training partners mean a lot to me, so I'm going to go with Cureton.
All right. Alan Poole picks Cureton. That makes it 4-1 in favor of Timothy Cureton. And that's definitely going to be a great fight to kick off the mixed martial arts action portion of the card. Moving on to bout number four. It's presented by OEB Law. And then, of course, it is mixed martial arts in the heavyweight division. Chris Devine, the independent out of Jefferson City, Tennessee, taking on Cal Gill out of KMAA in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, talk about this one.
You know, we've got two guys that really not a lot known about these guys. Cal Gill, you know, we're calling it his debut. They said that he had a fight many years ago on a caged aggression event, but I can't find anything on it. And you know how records are kind of shoddy from those days. So if it doesn't exist on mixedmartialarts.com or Tapology, then I don't count it. So I'm calling it his debut. I believe he is a little bit older. He's been around a while, but has a fight in a good amount of time. Other than that, I don't know much about him, honestly. Chris Devine will be independent on this one, but he was training with Temple Underground Boxing there in Morristown. I guess they've had a parting of ways. He'll still have Lance Abbott in his corner. I expect this to be a brawl.
Yeah, undoubtedly. And, you know, we've seen a lot. You mentioned Lance Abbott. I mean, that guy brings a lot of horsepower, a lot of guys that hit very, very hard out of that gym. Of course, KMAA needs no introduction. Guys, let's take it on over to you, the picks panel, and get some of these picks out of the way. Sawyer Rich, let's start with you.
I'm going to go ahead and go with my brain, like Mark was saying earlier, and I think, anyway, and get behind KMAA on this one, and I think Cal Gill's going to get it done. Like him was saying, he's been around a long time. He's older. I didn't know that till now, but that's all more reason, the experience factor. So I'm going to go with Cal Gill.
All right. Sawyer Rich picks Cal Gill. Big Sexy, who you got?
I'm going to go with Cal Naughton Jr. that's a Ricky Bobby reference right there. But no, I'm going to go with him. I think Vince is definitely going to have this guy more prepared than you know, Lance Abbott or those guys over there. I mean, I've trained with O'Vince I mean, that guy's a monster. So, plus, I mean, the guy being older, just because he's older, I mean, that just means, you know, no one knows what he's been doing in the past few years. So, I mean, that guy could have been in the gym 6 days a week for 5 years now and just now deciding to fight. So, yeah. I'm definitely going to go with Cal on this one.
All right. That's two for Cal Gill. Mark Laws, who's your pick?
As much as I want to believe that that guy's just a ninja in the lurking, you know, just waiting on a chance to pop out of the woods and fight somebody. I don't know, man. Seems like an awful long time to take off, but, you know, experience is experience. I'm still going with Gill.
Okay. That's three for Cal Gill. Jeff Hobbs, who have you got?
That's four for Cal Gill.
Okay. Four for Cal Gill. Finally, Alan Poole.
Yeah, man, I can't pick against a guy that purposely did a split in front of me, a full split, just to get a picture of it. It weirded me out, but definitely it got my attention.
So, okay. Well, that is a clean sweep for Cal Gill. Tim, if you know, of course, you know that means that if Chris Devine comes out on top here, we're going to have him on.
Oh, no doubt. And I have a feeling if he pulls it off, he will soak up the attention.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I can't wait for this one. Moving on, bout number five presented by Frankie's Body Shop. It is advanced Muay Thai in the lightweight division. Riley Klinger out of Team NKI in Knoxville, Tennessee, taking on Steven Tanner out of Bullman's Kickboxing in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, talk about this one. It looks great.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I am, we're very familiar with Steven Tanner. He has fought several of his fights with us. He is 2-2, I think, now, but he's been in there with just very good competition. Guys like Randall Austin and Rodrigo Gonzalez and, you know, Joseph Long, you know, just some really good guys. And so in training with Terry Bullman there, you know, he's going to be prepared. And this will be under advanced rules, by the way, so there'll be no headgear. Riley Klinger, not so familiar with. From what I gather, he's a transport from somewhere, but he's with Greg McMahon now in Knoxville, and I may be completely wrong. He may be from here his whole life, but he's not fought for us before. He's 1-1 in kickboxing, and trains with a good group of guys there with Brandon McMahon and that crew. So I expect NKI, known for their striking as well, more of a karate style, but known for their striking and as is Bullman. So I think this will be a real exciting one.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Let's take it to the picks panel. Let's start off with Mark Laws.
Gotta take Tanner in this one. I like his fighting style. He's coming out to be aggressive.
All right. Mark Laws picks Steven Tanner. Alan Poole, you're next.
Yeah, I saw Tanner in the mall a couple months ago, talked with him. He was on weight, in shape, ready to go, man. I'm going with Steven Tanner.
All right. That's two for Steven Tanner. Jeff Hobbs.
So is Tanner as well. And it's simply just because of recognition. I'm not real familiar with the other guy, and I am aware of Tanner, so I'm going with Steven Tanner.
All right. Three for Steven Tanner. Big Sexy, who are you picking?
Man, I feel like we're all just never going to disagree. I'm going with Tanner as well. I think he's going to be well prepared for the fight. I don't really know much about the other guy.
All right. And finally, Sawyer Rich.
I feel like this one, when I was picking one of the tougher ones to call, it's hard to pick against NKI, especially in kickboxing or Muay Thai, because they're so awkward. But I've got to go with Tanner as well, just based on recognition. I think he's just more comfortable in this setting. So, Tanner.
All right. That's Steven Tanner, 5-0. So, again, Tim, that could be a potential rebound there by Riley Klinger, should he come out on top of this one.
We may have a full slate of guests lined up for us.
Yeah, for the next couple of weeks. You never know. All right, moving on to bout number six, presented by the Valor Hour. It is female mixed martial arts in the bantamweight division. Winona Daniel out of Knuckle Up Fitness in Douglasville, Georgia, taking on Morgan Hickam out of KMAA in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, talk about this one.
This one is a sleeper, you know. It's one of two female fights. We got Morgan Hickam, who is making her second outing, first time in a Valor cage. She won her fight in Kentucky last year over a solid opponent from a good team. I think that her opponent was from that area 502 in Louisville, so she came from a good team and won a decision up there in her hometown. Taking on Winona Daniel. I believe she's trained for a minute, you know, at Knuckle Up. So she's coming from a great team. She was set to make her debut for us last year. I want to say it was at the Saudi Daisy event. And her opponent came in heavy, and it was just too grossly heavy for us to make it happen. So this is her MMA debut finally, but I do think she's been training for a minute. So I don't think that this one is very easy to call at all. By any means, I also believe that Winona has a military background, maybe some combatives. So I'm excited for it.
All right, well, let's take it on over to our picks panel. Let's start out with Big Sexy. Who have you got?
I'm definitely going with Winona. And it's funny you said that she's supposed to debut at Saudi, because I remember that, actually. That's what me and David were talking about. I think her opponent was Jill Myers. Jill Myers came in way overweight, and Dave didn't fight because Jill Myers was like 20 pounds over.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to go with her because I remember her. She's definitely stocky, and I wouldn't want to take a right hand from her. So I'm going with Winona.
All right, Big Sexy. He picks Winona Daniel. Alan Poole, who you got?
Man, this is a no-brainer for me. I'm friends with Morgan, so of course I'm picking Morgan.
Okay, one apiece. And Mark Laws, you're next, man.
You going with Morgan Hickman on this, or Hickam on this?
Okay. This is Alan. All right. Fight. So two for Morgan and one for Winona. Jeff Hobbs.
I'm going to Hickam as well. I just think you know, what she sees every day at the gym, probably. I mean, Joey and Eric have an army of females up there. I'm going Hickam for sure.
All right, that's three for Hickam. Sorry, Rich, you're the last one.
I'm going to go with Morgan Hickam as well. I just, I may eat my words, though, and when I was making my picks, I was always, you know what I mean, like, you know, aware we're playing the game, but I've definitely got to go with Hickam. That's just hometown advantage.
All right. Well, Morgan Hickam, she takes it 4-1 on this picks panel. Of course, we'll have to wait until Friday night to find out for sure how it goes down. Moving on to bout number 7, presented by Baldwin Cremation and Mortuary. It is mixed martial arts in the lightweight division. Cody Sprague out of Team Ishin Jiu-Jitsu in Knoxville, Tennessee, taking on Logan Crowley, the independent out of Oneida, Tennessee. Tim, this is going to be a really interesting one.
Yeah, this is my sleeper for fight of the night. This is two good old boys going to throw down, you know. You've got Logan Crowley, who we saw debut at the last Strike Fest, and he kind of had a coming out party. Such a character, great look. Just got a rowdy fan base from Oneida, and you know, he went into enemy territory and submitted Julius Bowling in his hometown, you know, and in his debut in a main event. So he's already been there, done that. This will be his Valor debut, though, and he's taking on Cody Sprague, who we last saw in his debut last January, or I'm sorry, January at the Saudi Daisy event. He fought Tanner Poe, and that was a war. He ended up losing in the second round by submission, I think, but as long as they were standing, striking the whole first round, it was awesome. It was just a badass fight, and so these guys I expect to really put on a show.
Yeah, I agree totally. Let's head over to Jeff Hobbs first. Who's your pick?
It goes against my independent philosophy, but this is another one that I looked on there and thought that I might be able to kind of pull ahead of the other guys. Looking at this O-card, I was afraid that we would agree on a lot. So this is one that I thought I could probably steal from the guys. So I'm going Crowley.
All right. Jeff Hobbs picks Logan Crowley. Mark Laws, who's your pick?
Oh, man. How was that Strike Fest for Logan Crowley's coming out party? And man, that guy's an animal. He's a maniac. He's very cool, calm, collected, but he comes to bang, and he ain't scared to choke your ass to death. I'm going Logan Crowley for sure.
All right, that's two for Logan Crowley. Big Sexy, what say you?
Jeff, you ain't pulling ahead with this one. I think we're all going to have to pick Logan. Like I said, like Mark said, that guy looks like an animal. And I mean, he's been there in a main event. I think he's going to come calm, collective, and get another win.
All right. Three for Logan Crowley. Sawyer Rich, who you got?
I think this spot's going to be awesome. Part of the night pick for me. You heard it here. So I think it's going to be great. Logan Crowley's going to come in, and he's going to pull ahead and take it.
And finally, Alan Poole.
Word is that Crowley is a fellow ginger, and in behalf of the ginger race, I can't leave him out, of course. I'm going with a ginger with a mullet, Crowley.
All right. Five straight for Logan Crowley. And again, this is going to be a very well-matched fight. You know, even though the whole panel picked against Sprague, Tim, he has every chance of taking this fight as well.
Oh, absolutely. Sprague, when y'all see, I mean, Sprague's ripped up, and I mean, I don't know how great he is on the ground, but honestly, I think Logan was just kind of going on instinct too. So I honestly think these guys are going to brawl, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And, the panel didn't jump on Logan Crowley when he fought his debut against Julius. So everybody's on the bandwagon now, it looks like.
Well, that's how it goes.
Betting with my heart.
All right. Well, moving on. Bout number 8, presented by Thunder Roads Magazine. Mixed martial arts action in the welterweight division. Trevor Peak out of Black Lion Studios in Henniger, Alabama, taking on Tevin Brown out of Kings MMA and Muay Thai in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, great matchup.
Yeah, this one should be fun. You know, we talked about Trevor Peak. He was supposed to be on the Strikefest card, and his fight fell apart there. But at that one, he was going to fight Logan Buck, who was a good wrestler. And we were watching the video on Peak, and I mean, this guy is tough as shit. He's very very game. He comes and he throws hard, and he's got a good chin. And you know, he's 1-1. He won his fight by knockout when he did win. And I want to say he lost the decision to the same guy, but it's been a minute. He's been on the shelf for a minute. He hasn't fought in a couple of years. He's taking on Tevin Brown, who is, we always say, is the nephew of Quentin Rampage Jackson. I'm sure he'd love for us to, you know, start talking about Tevin Brown instead of his uncle, though. So Tevin Brown's coming off a win at the Coliseum in January. He's 2-1 and fighting out of a great camp, Kings MMA and Muay Thai. So, I think that said, you know, the matchup that Peak had against Buck, the wrestling was probably against him, whereas Tevin Brown's a guy that's probably going to throw with him. And if they stand up, this was going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Tevin Brown's also coming off of an extreme makeover because, of course, when we saw him way back there, I believe at Valor 34, it was back in Johnson City, and then we saw him more recently a few months back, and it looked like a completely different person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So he's really leaned up. He's looking great. So I'm really excited for this matchup. Let's head on over to the picks panel. Sawyer Rich, I'm going to let you kick it off.
I'm going with Tevin Brown on this one. I think it's going to be awesome. I think they're going to stand, and somebody's probably going to get stopped. So I'm going to go Brown first pick.
All right. So your Rich picks, Tevin Brown, Jeff Hobbs.
I'm going Brown as well with this one.
All right. Two for Tevin Brown. Alan Poole, your pick.
Yeah, I saw Tevin like 3 weeks ago. He looks great, man. I'm going Tevin.
Three straight for Tevin Brown. Mark Laws.
Man, I'm going to say someone sneak one in on these motherfuckers right here. And pick Peak.
You picking Peak on this one?
I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to decide, man. Give me a second.
How are you able to turn it up?
Hey, what's going on?
No, he's already turned him in.
Oh. Yeah, I've already turned in my answers, but can I answer different on the podcast than what I answered?
No. I just thought you were using this as a way to be like wishy-washy and then go a certain way.
No, not this time.
Mark Brown.
Already caught cheating. Already.
That's four for Tevin Brown.
Yeah.
let's see what Billy, who you got, Billy?
I'm going to go with Tevin Brown. That's what I was thinking. Man, I wish I could change mine up, too. I didn't really know much about Peak.
Oh, yeah.
But Tevin Brown, I think he'll come prepared, honestly.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool that he's Rampage's nephew.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight, man. Styles make matchups, and Tim's really, really renowned for doing that very well. So, that being said, let's move on to bout number 9, presented by OEB Law, Mixed Martial Arts in the Bantamweight division. Randall Austin out of Team Oxendine in Johnson City, Tennessee, taking on Javier Carbajal out of Corbin Martial Arts in Corbin, Kentucky. Tim, break this one down.
And now we're getting to the meat of the card. You know, I'm really excited for these last four. And, you know, this is going to be the bantamweight debut of Randall Austin. First time he's made 135. So I expect him to be the bigger guy here against Carbajal, who is has been a flyweight in the past. So in theory, I would imagine Randall's going to have a size advantage. However, Carbajal, a collegiate wrestler at Cumberland, and we saw Austin have some trouble with the last really good wrestler he fought in Trevor Loken. So, you know, will his size advantage kind of make up for that wrestling advantage that Carbajal has? I know that Randall has also just been in there with a lot better competition than Carbajal has seen so far as MMA goes. So it's a good jump up in competition as far as MMA goes for Javier. However, he has, collegiate wrestling experience. You know, he's wrestled at a high level already. So, you know, that may not faze him. And he's coming out of a great camp as well in Corbin Martial Arts under Scott Hope. Of course, Randall trained by UKC. So two black belts as their head coaches. And I'm expecting a good fight. This one is another fight of the night contender. I think we'll probably get a decision.
I've always had a ton of respect for Scott Hope. We've been friends for many, many years. And so with that being said, when I, you know, some people would avoid, you know, competition with their good friends. I don't necessarily do that. I think that's, especially as amateurs, it's the best time to really cut your teeth on some good teams and so forth, you know, win, lose, or draw. So I was really excited when this one came up. I've watched Javier Carbajal compete before. I was actually there commentating when he had his first matchup. And he is a little fireplug, man. He is, he was around the 125, 135 weight class, but you can tell, you know, he was fighting a guy that was about 15 pounds heavier, and he was throwing the guy all over the place. You know, it was very uncanny looking. But that being said, I'm very familiar with much of the wrestling at the Cumberlands. Of course, I worked with Nate Jolly for years, who was, a world-class wrestler out of that same college. So I know very well, what they produce and so forth. It is elite. But, you know, Randall's trained very, very hard for this, and it's going to be a great task for him, and he's excited for it. Now, with that being said, let's head on over to our panel for their picks. Let's start with Alan Poole.
Okay, so let's start with all these names that I can't pronounce, but I go with Javier, okay? Javier, I know. I've seen him train. I know his wife, who Carmen, who also has 15 names, Carmen something Zamora, Carbajal, and then some others in there in between. A lot of consonants. Anyway, You know what here? I'm not going to be able to reward Casey and his crew for conspiring against my friend Ricker. And you cannot reward that type of behavior. Therefore, I can't pick Randall. I'm going to have to go with Javier.
Well, I take it as a reward because every time you pick our guys, he jinxes us. So I appreciate it. Now, that being said, let's move on. Mark Laws, who you got?
Oh, I got Randall, for sure.
Okay, fair enough. Tied up here, we're moving on to Jeff Hobbs. Who's your pick?
Well, Javier's got like 15 syllables in his name, and I know his wife real well, and she's got like 15 syllables in her name, too. So I'm going Randall Austin.
All right, Randall Austin. Jeff Hobbs picks Randall Austin. Moving on, Sawyer Rich, who's your pick?
I'm going to take Randall Austin on this one. I think that I could eat my words. I think the spot's going to be awesome. Possible fight of the night again here for me. So I think this is going to be a great fight. I'm excited to see it, but Randall Austin.
All right, Sawyer Rich picks Randall Austin. And Big Sexy Billy Swanson, who's your pick?
Well, not to sound like a broken record, but I'm definitely going to go with Randall Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think that because John 3:16 says he just opened a can of whoop ass on however you say other dude's name. But no, honestly, I'm pretty sure I'm already an enemy of Corbin martial arts from all the smack talk before Justin Gooden, so might as well piss him off a little more.
All right. Fair enough. Randall Austin takes it 4-1. And again, I must reconfirm that I believe, you know, obviously I'm very excited to go into to battle against Scott Hope and his crew. They always bring a tough fight. So very excited. And hopefully we do make this indeed fight of the night. So that'll be our quest in this one. Moving on. Our next bout is bout number 10, presented by Smoky Mountain Harley Davidson, and it is the feature bout of the evening, a catchweight at 160 pounds. Aaron Phillips out of D3 Elite in Johnson City, Tennessee, taking on Chase Wender out of KMAA in Knoxville. Tim, break this one down for us.
I think stylistically, this is another one that could be a lot of fun. You know, you've got two guys with both one win away from being to 500, both guys coming off wins, both guys coming off first round finishes in their last fights, both at Strikefest. Chase Wender, after a little bit of a hiatus, comes back under the KMAA banner and gets a win over Billy Combs, stepping up to a much higher weight class, you know, and taking on Aaron Phillips, who is coming off two wins in a row, actually, including a submission win in his last one. We're always talking shit about Aaron not having any kind of ground game, but he got a submission in his last one. So, you know, these guys are both going to really want it. I think both guys want to get their record to even here. You know, you got 5-6 versus 3-4, both guys coming off wins, and, you know, Chase Wender with KMAA, Aaron Phillips out of D3. You know, I have to imagine that Wender is, you know, probably the more technical fighter, certainly the more experienced fighter. He's been around forever, but Aaron's going to be the bigger guy here, and so we'll see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, and I'm excited for this one, too, and you just mentioned it. When you guys have guys that with a slightly upside-down record, both of them, and both have the chance to even that thing up, they are definitely going to be chomping at the bit. Both guys, like you mentioned, coming off of wins there. And at 160 pounds, much, much bigger for Chase Wender than we've seen him in the past. But, you know, he's gotten a little older, too. So with that being said, the feature bout is really going to rock. Let's send it over to the panel and get their opinions on this. Sawyer, who's your pick?
I think that I am going to sneak one in and play the game here. And I think the pick is low. I'm going to get Aaron Phillips here. I think he's going to be a bigger guy, and I think he's going to catch him early. So, Aaron Phillips.
All right. Sorry, Rich picks Aaron Phillips. Mark Laws, who you got?
Man, no, I'm going with Wender on this one. I got to change my habits in order to win this here money.
All right. Mark Laws picks Chase Wender. Jeff Hobbs.
Going with A-Ron, Aaron Phillips.
All right, that's two for Aaron Phillips, one for Chase Wender. Alan Poole.
Yeah, so I'm in KMAA, you know, quite a bit. And I don't know who the hell Chase Wender is, which means I need to get back in there and get this figured out, man. He flew under my radar somehow. So therefore, just because I don't know, I'm going with Aaron Phillips.
Oh, wow, that's three for Aaron Phillips, one for Chase Wender. Big Sexy Billy Swanson, who you got?
I'm definitely going with Chase as well.
So we finish up with Billy Swanson. He picks Chase Wender. That makes it 3-2 for Aaron Phillips. A pretty close call right here. Going to be a great feature bout. Our next bout number 11, presented by the Valor Hour. It is your co-main event of the evening. Advanced Muay Thai for the Valorweights. The Valor Fights flyweight title, and it's Walter McCord out of X3 Sports in Atlanta, Georgia, taking on Jacob Clemens out of Kings MMA in Knoxville, Tennessee, and those are two undefeated prospects, Tim.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited for this. You've got Jacob Clemens making his return. Last time that he fought was at the Shed last summer, and he had a busy first half of the year. But has taken off right about 8 months or so now, maybe more. He's undefeated, though, in Muay Thai, 5-0, as is his opponent, Walter McCord, out of X3 Sports, only 18 years old, but a phenom. He's one of these guys that has got a lot of hype behind him coming out of the Atlanta area. He is 9-0, so 14-0 between these two guys, but and both have been around for in training for a while. You know, Clemens has been around on the scene for a good minute, and McCord, even though he's 18, he's one of these guys that has fought a lot as a junior. So, really excited to strap one of these guys up. We got one of these nice new belts ready for one of them, and I think this is really going to be a great fight under advanced rules.
Yeah, undoubtedly. All right, let's send it over to Alan Poole first. Who you got?
Well, actually, it's weird. I think I saw Jacob when I was driving over to the headquarters here at Valor. he was right. Well, anyways, he was in the hood, right? Which I would never, ever, like, I wouldn't get out of my car. He's out there cycling. Anyway, so.
Alan, you're always chasing fighters. That's the third fighter you saw on the way over to Tim's tonight. You saw one of the guys in the mall, and then you saw this guy on the way here. Man, you're stalking fighters.
Dude, no, that's not. I saw, of all things, I saw Tanner in the Disney store.
Oh, wow.
The fuck you doing in the Disney store?
I had my daughter. Thank you.
What the hell are you doing in the Disney store?
Alan, who you got, man?
What is wrong with you guys? Oh, God.
Jeez.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. Clemens.
Yeah. Picking Jacob Clemens. All right. Alan Poole picks Jacob Clemens. Mark Laws, who you got?
Taking this Mr. McCord in this one, sir.
Oh, wow. Mark Laws turns the tide with Walter McCord. Jeff Hobbs, who's your pick?
I'm going McCord as well. I like these X3 guys. They might be from Atlanta, but they're slowly becoming a straight-up Valor crew here, man. They're on every card. I like what they got. I like what they bring. I'm going with him.
All right. Another one for Walter McCord. Big Sexy Billy Swanson, who's your pick?
As much as I hate to do this, because, I mean, Jake Clemens is a buddy of mine, I'm going to have to go with Walter as well because, you know, it's just like Jeff said, you know, these extra three guys have started showing their faces on the Valor cards. And, I mean, David's also real familiar with them and friends with them. And so, you know, those guys always come game and ready to fight. So I think, you know, just experience is going to take the toll on this one.
All right. That's 3-1 for Walter McCord. And that leaves Sawyer Rich.
I will say that this was probably the toughest fight to pick on the card because I think while 9-0, you have Clemens that is a little older, you know what I mean? He's 18, McCord is, and maybe that's going to play some kind of factor. I got to go with Clemens. I think I'm going to maybe possibly steal this.
All right.
He ain't coming there to lose. That's a fact.
Yeah, Sawyer Rich picks Jacob Clemens, and that still leaves Walter McCord the victor here, 3-2. But man, what a fight that's going to be! Of course, Walter McCord with more actual Muay Thai experience, but Jacob Clemens, of course, the current Valor Fights flyweight champion, with a ton of wins there in mixed martial arts competition. So, with that being said, it is time to move on to bout number 12. Our main event of the evening, and it is presented by Baldwin Cremation and Mortuary, and it is female mixed martial arts in the flyweight division. Megan Poe out of Team Oxendine in Johnson City taking on Christina Roadhouse Ricker out of KMAA in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tim, break it down.
You know, just going over the last several fights, I'm like, man, all these fights could really, potentially be fight of the night. That's good. Then this one is no difference. You know, we've got two ladies that have gone out and fought some of the very toughest competition they could find, both with very similar experience. Both have been in there with very tough competition, both from great teams. Christina Ricker out of KMAA under Eric Turner there in Knoxville, Mega Poe under yourself there at Team Oxendine. Ricker has gone off and fought on LFA, has fought some, you know, in main events already as well. So she's kind of, you know, been used to the spotlight a little bit. Megan Poe, coming off a big win off a previously undefeated opponent, has been in there with the cream of the crop as well. So this one, and both these ladies are known to come forward and throw and really press the action. So I think we're going to get a really good scrap, from both of these ladies. And again, you've got Ricker, who's 3-4, and I think she'll be fighting real hard to get her record back to even. And Megan Poe at 4-2, you know, a win puts her in title talks and gives her a lot of momentum.
Yeah, you know, when of course when it was brought up that there could be a female headliner here at the Shed, of course I jumped jumped out there with Megan as quickly as possible and had a good idea that Christina Ricker would be the opponent. And you know, Tim, you and I we were involved in working with Christina where she headlined two big events last year on the bar battle scene. So we have tons and tons of respect for her. We know she always comes to bring a big fight. And like you mentioned, she's been on some pretty big cards there, you know, particularly her last fight in LFA. Megan, on the other hand, a little contrasting in that her last fight was in Virginia, and she spent a lot of time in Virginia where elbows to the head are legal for amateurs. And so she actually finished her last fight by elbows to the head. She TKO'd her opponent there. So going to be a little bit different in that regard, but with that being said, she is used to being under the fire in that regard. So I think that this is an excellent matchup. I'm so excited for it. KMA is an awesome team to compete against, and I'm looking forward to fireworks. That's what we come to bring here in the sport of mixed martial arts. Let's take it over to the panel and get your picks. Jeff Hobbs, you're first.
I'm still baffled by this elbows to the head for amateurs. What third world country was that?
That would be Virginia.
Holy shit.
Welcome to my world, boys.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, anyway, yeah. Dude, I'm going with Roadhouse by fucking throat rip, man. Patrick Swayze style.
All right. Jeff Hobbs picks Christina Ricker. Mark Laws, who you got?
Got Megan Poe in this.
All right, Mark Laws turns the tide with Megan Poe, Alan Poole.
Yeah, so I say, with all due respect, Mr. Oxendine and Megan Poe, I fart in your general direction. And I'm going with Christina Ricker. And I prefaced all of that, what I just said right there, with the magical words that make it okay to say it.
Well, I'll reiterate again. A pick from you is the kiss of death for my fighter, so I appreciate it. Sawyer Rich, who
that's
you got?
That's kind of crucial.
I'm going to go ahead and pick Megan Poe on this one. I think she's going to get
right.
it done.
Sawyer Rich, he evens the odds here. Big Sexy Billy Swanson, it's up to you.
Well, I know that you're always going to have your fighters well prepared.
I know who Billy's
picking. This is definitely going to be a great fight. But I don't know, man. I'm a fan of Roadhouse Ricker. She's, first off, she's gorgeous. I mean, have you seen the girl? There's no way she's a fighter. But then she's out there, and she's more game than 95% of the guy fighters out there. Like, she's not timid. She walks forward, got good ground game. So, I don't know. I think Ricker is definitely going to be the victor in this one.
All right. Big Sexy picks, Christina Ricker. And Christina Ricker takes it 3-2 in this one again. Very, very excited for this matchup. Tim, real quick, I'm going to give you the opportunity to kind of close out, give your closing thoughts on the event as a whole. Why everybody should get their tickets, man. These are not going to be easy come here. You're going to have to get out there and get them now if you want to, because this Shed very well could sell out.
Yeah, that's the truth. We say it all the time, but, you know, this is a very intimate venue. And I would say max capacity is probably 500 people. So you would definitely want to get your tickets in advance if you can. I'm excited. You know, I guarantee this is going to be a good time. It's a great venue. The vibe's awesome. Great atmosphere. And just going through this fight card now, I'm even more excited. You know, it's all these fights have potential to be fight of the night. Just running down the card, everything is like really, really exciting. So you know, I'm really excited for a lot of these fights. I'm curious, actually, if you go through the panel, what everybody's pick for fight of the night here it will be.
Yeah, so we got fight of the, we're gonna pick fight of the night right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see if you pick fight of the night, then it's worth two.
Oh, nice. All right, let's do this, man. Jeff, this will be off the cuff. You pick first, man. Fight of the night.
Before I pick fight of the night, let me just ask though. I'm really excited about your new sponsor here, the Crematorium. Are they putting up a booth at this?
I don't know. That's the shed. The shed.
Put that under the ground, brother.
Okay. All right. Hey, I think the main event, I think it's there for a reason, because I think both these girls are going to bring it. The girls always bring it regardless. And when you get these smaller shows, these bar shows, I think the crowd getting some more hype, and they're going to have a lot to do with fight of the night. They're going to feel the energy, and I think they're going to show out for this final fight. So I'm going with the main event.
Wow. All right. Jeff Hobbs picks Poe and Ricker. Mark Laws, fight of the night.
I'm going with McCord Clemens, man. I mean, I love Jacob Clemens. I hope he doesn't get mad at me for picking against him. It's just, and you gotta do crazy shit for money. But I love that kid, and I think that's gonna be the absolute fight of the night. I think they're probably gonna go the rounds or somebody dies early.
All right. Alan Poole, who's your pick?
Yeah, I think the main event's gonna do it, but there are some other fights on here that could very well take it. Just like the Clemens fight might do it as well, but I'm going with the Ricker Poe.
All right, that's two for Ricker Poe. Sawyer Rich.
I'm going to go with the co-main on this one, the Clemens versus the X3 kid. What's his last name?
McCord.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's two for the main event, two for the co-main event. Big Sexy, who you got?
I mean, it's definitely down to the co or the main event. I mean, those are both two good matchups of quality opponents. But I think definitely I'm with Mark on this one. I think McCord or Clemens is either going to be a war or it's going to be something spectacular quick.
All right. Big Sexy picks the co-main event. Tim, that means that you've set this thing up really, really well. Your main and your co-main are the ones to watch.
Yeah.
And remember, it's fight night at the Shed. Valor Fights 49. And it goes down this Friday, April 20th, right there at the Shed in Maryville. Of course, Smoky Mountain Harley Davidson is where it's at. And doors open at 5, and the bell time is 6. So get in there. Make sure you get your tickets early. Get in there. Get something to eat. Get your drinks. And then it's time for a big show of mixed martial arts action. With that being said, that does it for this week's main event, as well as another episode of the Valor Hour. Huge thanks to our great lineup of guests for your tremendous insight and discussion. Of course, remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well as Stitcher, and please share this broadcast. We return right here next week as we continue our discussion on the biggest combat sports news from across the globe. A shout out to Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell for their tremendous support. And for myself, Casey Oxendine, and Valor Fights President Tim Loy, this has been the Valor Hour.
For more information on upcoming events, visit ValorFights.com or find them at Valor Fights on both Facebook and Twitter. This has been the Valor Hour, powered by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell on Radio Influence.
This is an MMA report with Jason Floyd, Quick Fix, on Radio Influence.
Joining me now here on the MMA Report as a man that's going to be the main event of the Cam Soda Legends event, Alex Nicholson. They talk about perceptions and realities. For you, is there a perception out there that the fans have you that it bugs you, or you just go, man, it's just totally not the truth?
It doesn't really matter what they think. It never has. I do this for me and my family. Like right now, I'm headed to work with my fiance. We just put my baby in the car seat. I did, you know, 5 fights in 5 months. I'm not the type of guy who thinks about what other people think or get too concerned. I have fun with it on social media and on the internet, but I don't give a fuck what they think at all, man. I could care less. All I care about is what my son and my wife and my family think about me. And they can't say that I'm not a fighter, that I'm not a real life gladiator. I mean, we had our kid, and the first, you know, after he was 3 months old, we drove to North Carolina, just the three of us. And I went and I fought who was supposedly a pedigreed striker in Demario Dennis, and I broke his face in less than a minute. I mean, and that's not being cocky. It's what I did. You know, they can say this and they can say that, but they're sitting behind their computer, you know. That's cute.
The MMA Report with Jason Floyd can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.